Welcome to another Moment with MAPPA podcast. I'm Karna Lowenstein with MAPPA. I'm also the Heartland 2050 coordinator. In case you don't know, MAPPA is the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency. It's a regional council of governments serving eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. We bring local and regional officials together with citizens to connect and plan for the future. Heartland 2050 is the community-driven planning initiative that I lead. We encourage and engage stakeholders from across the region to think big picture and work toward a common vision for the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area. Today we're going to talk about, nodes and corridors with Steve Jensen of Jensen Consulting. So Steve, I had just was thinking, before I started working at MAPPA, which has been a few years now, nodes and corridors was not a normal part of my conversation or anything that I worried about. So I think to most people, they may not be aware of that concept. So I was hoping you could explain to us a little bit exactly what nodes and corridors are.
Well, nodes are really commercial centers, and corridors are the ways we travel back and forth between those commercial centers. And then around those nodes are generally the residential areas. And so that's kind of the basic concept that that we're looking at the nodes of commercial development surrounded by residential, and then corridors are ways you travel back and forth between those nodes.
Okay, now that's helpful to me. But knowing what I know now about cities and how they develop, those nodes and corridors didn't happen by accident. So how do they pop up?
Well, initially, most development centered around some kind of commercial activity. So if you go way back in human, times, you would find these commercial centers, and then they would be growing and growing. But eventually, they got so large that the population needed to move to another location. And so by the time we got into the development of sort of modern America, that mode of transportation that got you back and forth was transit. And so you could live and work in the very dense urban core of the city, but if you then wanted to move out of that urban core, you moved back and forth using transit. And so generally in those early days, you would take a streetcar from your job, say, in downtown Omaha, and take a streetcar to go to Dundee or Benson or South Omaha. And then once you got to that smaller location, there was still a need at that location for a commercial center, a commercial development. Part of the reason was that at that time, people walked to and from the transit center and then rode transit to and from work and then went back home. But when they went home, that's how they got their groceries, for example. And so they were only going to be able to carry a certain amount number of grocery items in a bag to and from that stop to their home. And so what happened then too is once they got home, they had an ice box and not a refrigerator, and so you could only put so much fresh food into that ice box and keep it fresh, and then maybe only for a couple of days. So in those early days, it wasn't just the mode of transportation that got you back and forth, but it was a different technology in terms of not having refrigerators and freezers that also affected how you bought goods and products. The other thing was that, again, because you walked, if you went to the store to buy clothing or to buy some other item, oftentimes that store would only show you one item on the display shelf, and then they'd have to go to the storeroom or maybe have to order it from a warehouse and have it delivered and brought back so that you could pick it up there and take it home.
It's interesting to me that it seems like things are cyclical. It seems like some of the things that were part of the lifestyle at that time are things that we find desirable now, like this, things that we want to get back to. We want quick deliveries, we want to be able to walk whenever we can, and we want that kind of immediacy. And also that fact that honestly, when they were shopping every day and doing fresh produce and fresh meat or whatever they were making, that was probably healthier, way healthier than the processed things that we're doing now.
Well, I mean, and they were walking, which is also healthier.
Yeah, exactly. It's just interesting how that works. How did we get away from that? Like now we're saying we sort of wish we were back that way, but how do we get away from that?
Well, what you saw then was after World War II, really the transition from using transit to get to and from work and the store and so forth and walking most places to using your automobile to move around. And so when we moved to the automobile as our primary mode of transportation, we started to push things apart. The flexibility that came from the automobile meant you could go anywhere to go shopping. And then also, as we know, we moved to refrigerator freezers, and so you could store food for a prolonged period of time. So you went to the store once a week, you had a trunk to your car, you could load up with a week's worth of groceries and bring it home. So everything changed. And when you went to the store and you started to get into the big box stores that we've seen over the years, what would happen then is, instead of having to go to the warehouse to get the item, the warehouse itself became the store, because now you had an automobile to carry the big items in as well. So we moved away from that use of transit and walking, and we moved to the automobile as our primary mode of transportation. And again, that flexibility and ability to carry large amounts of things in your car, there are a lot of pluses with that. The downside of that is now you have parking and you push things further apart, because you need more land for the big box store. You need more land for the giant parking lot that goes with the big box store. You start to have a lot more traffic, so you need bigger streets that become wider. They're harder to cross as a pedestrian. And so when we moved to that pattern of development, we started to see the city spread out. In Omaha, we tried to move back a little more to a pattern of nodes and corridors, where we would concentrate commercial development around a major intersection of arterial streets and make that walkable and connected back to the neighborhood. But it's still very much reliant on the automobile, and so it is not really, it hasn't lent itself to transit as much as we might have hoped. Now, in the future, as you say, things are changing. Those big box stores tend to be dying back, and we tend to see deliveries now from Amazon and so forth. And so we may be moving back to that era of having things delivered and not needing to drive there with our cars. And hopefully, if that happens, those commercial centers can redevelop and in a more dense pattern, and could then be served by transit.
So it comes back to me again. So many times we have conversations, I feel like we are at sort of another crossroads in the development of the city, or in urban development in general across the country, where decisions that we make now are really going to impact the lives and the patterns of the way people are going to live in the next 25 years. So it goes back to being very intentional and very thoughtful about what we're doing and why we're doing it. So that's why we're having these podcasts, to try to give you some information about these issues that, in my mind, before I worked at MAPPA, these things seemed very far away from me. Now that I'm here and I'm operating in the world of planning, I see from a consumer standpoint that these are things I really care about and really make a difference in my life. So knowing more about them is just helpful to me. I'm Carla Lowenstein, the Heartland 2050 coordinator at MAPPA. Watch this space for future podcasts about our city and the region. Thanks for listening.